morning on WCHL, six local teenagers have been charged with felony counts of larceny by employee, according to the Chapel Hill Police.
It looks like they were all part of one investigation that revealed six employees that had been stealing from the Harris Teeter at University Mall.
After seven long, contentious years of debate, the Charterwood development is finally underway. And a memoir recounting the life and battles of the late Stuart Scott was released on Tuesday of this week. These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill coverage, traffic and weather together. And WCHL Championship Sports, a lot of focus on the ACC basketball tournament going on in Greensboro. It was a comfortable Tar Heel victory yesterday over Boston College. Now the Tar Heels move on to the third round of the ACC tournament. And
J.P. Tokido was Dudley Bradley against Boston College.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 WCHL, we have 54 degrees in Chapel Hill and look for a high today in the low 60s. A lot of sunshine in the way and not a bad day at all. We have some rain on the way for tomorrow, probably late of the day. Six local teenagers have been charged with felony counts of larceny by employee, according to the Chapel Hill Police Department. Lieutenant Josh Meesemore tells WCHL they were all employed at one grocery store.
It looks like they were all part of one investigation that revealed six employees that had been stealing from the Harris Teeter at University Mall.
Meesemore adds that the amount stolen varied among the teenagers.
Depending on the employee, looks like it was everything from $90 up to $2,100, depending on which cashier it was.
He says they all turned themselves in to police with some motivation from home.
I believe their parents all brought them to the police department to be served.
The six suspects consisted of a 16-year-old female, two 17-year-old females, one 18-year-old male, and one 18-year-old female, along with a 19-year-old male. After 7 years of debate, the Charterwood development is underway. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
Bill Christian is the Chapel Hill-based developer behind Charterwood, one of the most contentious projects to come before the Chapel Hill Town Council in decades. He says he's glad to see the project finally breaking ground, but the battle he fought to get to this point has left him bruised and bitter.
I would not go through it again. There is no possibility my group making anything. We will lose money. That's a foregone conclusion.
According to Christian, the Charterwood project came before the town council 28 times since 2007. It was narrowly approved in 2012. But that wasn't the end. Neighbors filed suit against the developer and the town, and the mediation process that resulted lasted another year. He says the approval process alone has cost him upwards of $2 million.
It was certainly a poor outcome. My partners do not blame me, I have to say. That's a good thing, because I couldn't possibly have made up the process that I went through.
Now he sold a portion of the 15-acre lot to Zimmer Development out of Wilmington. They'll build the first phase of the mixed-use project, a 154-unit apartment complex on 9 acres near the corner of Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Weaver Dairy Road Extension. That's under construction now and should be completed in a year.
I think they'll do a good job, and that's important to me. What's left to do is either stuff that we may do or, you know, future buyers may do, but I hope they also will do a good job. That's important to me. It was from day one important to me.
Christian still owns an adjacent 5-acre parcel zoned for a 4-story mixed-use building plus a bank, as well as a historic farmhouse he hopes to repurpose. But he's not sure he wants to continue to do business in Chapel Hill, given the kind of backlash he's seen firsthand.
I have often thought, how did the process get to this point? For the whole time I've lived here, 30 years, it has surprised me that why does everyone want to oppose virtually every project that gets proposed? It doesn't matter the merits.
He says he's encouraged to see the council try new approval processes like form-based code.
Form-based code is definitely a step in the right direction, because the way it's supposed to work is that it takes the politics out of it. And that's a good thing, because the development review process here is highly political, and that's not a good thing for real estate.
Chapel Hill's form-based code is limited to 190 acres in the Ephesus-Fordham area. Since the council enacted the new zoning last spring, the Village Plaza apartment project has already been approved, and a second project application has been submitted. The FSS Fordham District is a test case to see if new methods of zoning and approval can spur economic development. Currently, there are no plans to extend the code to other parts of town. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Today is a big day for the North Carolina NAACP. They're singling out four Republican lawmakers for their opposition to Medicaid expansion and their support of elections changes by holding advocacy efforts in their home districts. State Conference President the Reverend William Barber held a news conference yesterday at the Legislative Building in Raleigh to discuss what's being called accountability campaigns. Barber said the first one is happening in the Cleveland County District of House Speaker Tim Moore and will be capped by a rally this evening. The NAACP supports Medicaid expansion and opposes the 2013 election overhaul law. The effort is also highlighting the minimum wage and education spending. The group is planning efforts later on this month targeting Representative Michael Speciale of New Bern, Senate Leader Phil Berger of Eden, and House Rules Chairman David Lewis of Dunn. The North Carolina House has agreed to adjust the mandate on environmental regulators relating to air quality standards as work may soon begin to find natural gas using the process called fracking. That, of course, is short for hydraulic fracturing. The House voted yesterday for an environmental bill that largely cleaned up previous laws. A change added earlier this week gives the Environmental Management Commission the option not to create its own rules on air pollution created by fracking if the panel determines federal or state regulations are adequate. The House had blocked the same amendment last week because Republicans were unhappy how their majority leader had put the provision in another bill unrelated to fracking. The proposal comes as rules for North Carolina's first fracking permit applications can be implemented next week. Chapel Hill Town Council member Lee Storo is holding the fourth and final town hall event that he's been holding over the last few weeks. The event tonight will take place at the Chapel Hill Public Library and will include leaders from the university and the Orange County Board of Commissioners. Storo says this particular town hall tonight will focus on working together across governmental lines in Orange County. Storo adds that he's holding this event to open up a public forum away from the structured setting of a town council meeting.
I think that really soliciting input from the public in informal settings, in places that feel comfortable, that aren't government buildings, and community centers in their neighborhood, is a more genuine way to engage with the public than some of the more formal mechanisms we have, and helps make my job easier.
This fourth town hall, brought about by Lee Storo, will begin at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 5:30 this evening. Smith Middle School hosts Dr. Max Thompson tonight for a session on his research in reducing the achievement gap and accelerating learning for all students. Thompson's been training teachers and administrators in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System throughout the year, focusing on effective teaching, high expectations, support for all students, and continuous improvement. The presentation will be followed by a question and answer session with a panel of district administrators along with a teacher and principal. The presentation will start at 7 o'clock in Smith Middle School Auditorium. And two of the Alert Carolina siren towers will sound a wailing siren today between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m. as part of regular maintenance. So if you hear a siren around town, don't be alarmed. As part of this test, the Alert Carolina message says that one tower that is being tested is near Hinton James Residence Hall. The other is located off Mason Farm Road. Periodic testing is done to ensure that the system will operate effectively in the event of a real campus emergency. All of our stories, all of our news stories, are on our website, chapelborough.com. You can go there and get the complete story. And lots of our stories, of course, have links to websites where you can gather more information or to comments of folks involved in the news. Again, chapelborough.com is the headquarters for all of that. And we'll have some news around town stories coming up just a moment here. And also, we'll bring you up to date on today's Atlantic Coast Conference. The tournament going on in the Greensboro Coliseum. It's time now for Traffic and Weather Together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Berkeley Grimble and the folks at Grimble Jewelers. Now, once again, here is Nikki Morse.
Looks like we're starting to see some delays now on 40 eastbound if you're heading towards RTP from Highway 54 through Highway 55. Northbound Fordham Boulevard as well, very, very slow as you make your way from Highway 54 through Manning Drive, and northbound Durham Freeway also seeing delays between Alexander Drive and Austin Avenue. If you happen to see anything while you're out and about, be a WCHL Road Warrior, give us a call, 967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right. Thanks so much. Grimble Jewelers is the place to go for that engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question for a long time. Go see Berkeley Grimble. Have a quick conversation with him because this guy's been doing this for a long time. Grimble Jewelers is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler, Grimble's, in the Village Plaza. And that's on Elliott Road, right next to Whole Foods, so no way you can miss it. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Sturtevant's Tire Pros. It is 54 degrees, mostly sunny today. Nice day. Somewhat cooler, our high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down around 40. And then tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, mainly in the afternoon tomorrow. The cooler temperatures, about 10 degrees cooler tomorrow than today. Our high tomorrow in the low 50s. So, nothing extraordinary either way. Sturtevant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over a dozen years. Sturtevant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're located on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. You can call Sturtevant's Tire Pros at 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
8:16, time now for news around town on WCHL. Chapel Hill Town crews are doing some spring cleaning in the 100 block of East Franklin Street. You'll see them repairing sidewalks, pruning trees, installing new bike racks, and more as part of an ongoing streetscape improvement project. The idea is to make Franklin Street safer and more pedestrian-friendly as part of the town's 2009 Downtown Streetscape Master Plan. Work began this past Sunday and will continue for about another 5.5 weeks. Today, tomorrow, and Saturday, Carborough High School transforms into Rydell High for the spring musical Grease. Showtimes are 7:30 tonight, tomorrow night, and Saturday night at Carborough High School Theater. Tickets are $10 for adults, $5 for students, free for Chapel Hill Carborough faculty and staff. And you're invited to Southern Village tomorrow to learn more and offer your thoughts on Chapel Hill's plans for the Southern Village Park and Ride Lot. There will be a community session from 11:45 until 1 tomorrow, and that will be followed immediately by a council session from 1:30 to 2:45. Everyone is invited to both sessions. They'll take place in the building right next to Christ United Methodist Church at 105 Market Street. Chapel Hill is considering a redevelopment of that park and ride lot, partly in connection with the Obie Creek Development Project that is proposed for right across 15501. 8:17, WCHL Championship Sports. A lot to talk about in regards to ACC basketball yesterday. Tar Heels got an easy win. Marcus Page got it done on offense. J.P. Tokido dug it in defense. The result, a comfortable Tar Heel victory over Boston College in the second round of the ACC tournament. Tar Heels started off well. WCHL's Matt Oakes has more on yesterday's game.
Page waits to shoot it and buries it from straight away for three.
When Marcus Page gets involved early, it's usually a welcome sign for the Tar Heels. The junior guard did just that Wednesday afternoon at the Greensboro Coliseum, leading the number 5 seed North Carolina men's basketball team to an 81-63 victory over number 12 seed Boston College. With the win, the Tar Heels improved to 22-10 overall and 12-7 in ACC play, while the Eagles dropped to 13-19 on the season. UNC junior forward J.P. Tokido, the defensive riverboat gambler for the Tar Heels, that's according to head coach Roy Williams. Well, J.P. saw his gamble pay off against the ACC's leading scorer, Olivier Hanlon.
I think that Hanlon is just so hard to guard. I think J.P. really did a nice job on him. Marcus had him some, Joel had him some, but he's a big-time player, and our goal was just try to make sure that he didn't shoot a great percentage, and I think 5-for-19.
In the first half, Hanlon struggled to gain much traction at all against the long arms and standout athleticism of Tokido. In fact, Hanlon missed 12 of his 14 shots. Leading the scoring charge for Carolina was the aforementioned Page and junior forward Bryce Johnson, who both tallied 17 points. As a team, the Tar Heels shot a productive 49% for the floor and knocked down 75% of their free throws. Page had more bounce in his step. That was obvious. He said after the game he was getting close to proclaiming himself fully fit. He couldn't pick a better time of the year to get his footing back.
I feel pretty good, honestly. Like I said, after the Georgia Tech game, that was the first game I had played without without any pain. And then the Duke game was the same way, and this game I felt really good, too. So I would say I'm very, very close to 100%. I can't really give you a number, but I would say above 90%. So I'm happy that I'm finally able to, not worry so much about my foot and just worry about about how I can help the team.
The Eagles were led by 20 points from Aaron Brown. He's a graduate student who transferred from Southern Miss. It wasn't just the scoreboard that favored UNC either. The boards were dominated by the Tar Heels as well. They boasted a 43-25 rebounding edge. Following the game Wednesday, Roy Williams updated everybody with the details he had on Kennedy Meeks' status.
I'd love to give you some information, and I'll give you everything I have. Okay. We have no idea, guys. We have no idea. They're supposed to. The doctors may have known something because we took him back for some more lab work today. They didn't know what the result was before the game, and during the game, I didn't ask them. I don't expect him to play. He hadn't practiced. He hadn't run up and down the court since the Duke game, not one single time, so I really don't expect him to play.
With or without Meeks, next up for the Tar Heels comes a quarterfinal clash with the number 4-seeded Louisville Cardinals. If the two previous encounters in 2015 tell us anything, it's to expect another hotly contested battle Thursday afternoon. Matt Oakes, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Again, Carolina defeated Boston College by an 81-63 score. Very comfortable win for the Tar Heels, and today's game not likely to be like that against Louisville. Florida State held on for a wild 76-73 win over Clemson yesterday, and also last night, North Carolina State got a comfortable win over Pittsburgh, 81-70, and Miami was able to hold off Virginia Tech, 59-49. Now, here's the lineup today in the Greensboro Coliseum at 12 noon. It's Virginia versus Florida State. Florida State advancing to take on the top seed in the tournament, the Cavaliers, and that game again at 12 noon. And then at about 2:30, thereabouts, it will be Carolina versus Louisville. And then tonight in the nighttime session, North Carolina State will face Duke. And at about 9:30 tonight, Miami will be facing Notre Dame. So all those ACC games going on in the Greensboro Coliseum. A double session today and tonight. And we'll have it for you right here on WCHL. Yesterday, good day for Carolina baseball. Tar Heels recovered from a two-game losing skid. The 11th-ranked UNC baseball team returned home to DeBosch and defeated Gardner-Webb by a 6-1 score. It was a non-conference victory, of course. North Carolina's overall record now is 11-5. Senior reliever Trevor Kelly earned the win for Carolina, pitching 3 2/3 scoreless innings without giving up a hit. That was his fifth consecutive game with an appearance out of the bullpen. He took over in the top of the first for Brett Daniels and escaped a one-out jam. Something that Coach Fox says changed the game.
Trevor Kelly, I mean, he's been our savior so far out of the bullpen, and you know, just kept them from scoring, and then the home run, and this the game just changed, you know, quickly.
That home run that Coach Fox referred to came when Tyler Ramirez blasted a towering two-run shot over the wall in right center off Gardner-Webb starter Bo Hilton to put Carolina ahead by two after just two batters in the bottom of the first. Ramirez says that play allowed the whole team to relax just a little bit after they were outscored 22-4 combined during that two-game losing skid.
I think it was a big swing for our team just because we all were pretty, you know, ready to get back out there. We took a deep breath and relaxed after that and started putting good at-bats together. So I think it was really big just to take a deep breath and go back out and play the game that we know we can.
A devastating injury to shortstop Wood Myers on Tuesday forced Coach Fox to call on freshman Logan Wormuth to make the move from third base over to short. Wormuth's performance in the new spot was pretty doggone good, according to the coach.
It's incredible to me. This game never ceases to amaze me. I mean, we had him at short a little bit in the fall, but as you all know, he's played third, you know, every game, and we obviously had to make some moves, and, you know, he was sensational.
Conference play continues this weekend for the Tar Heels. They will travel north to face off with Pittsburgh in a three-game ACC series. Zach Gallen will be on the mound tomorrow for Carolina. That game set to begin at 3 p.m. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you this morning by Cruisers.
At Cruisers Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruisers serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruisers. Good to go.
And now, brought to you by the Vapor Girl,
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
J.P. Tokido was Dudley Bradley against Boston College. This is Art Chansky with Thursday Sports Notebook. Carolina handled B.C. to advance to the quarterfinals of the ACC tournament, largely because J.P. Tokido played one of the great defensive halves you will ever see. He was assigned to the Eagles' Olivier Hanlon, the ACC's leading scorer and a player capable of keeping any game close. Tokido has always been considered an outstanding defender, but his inconsistency from game to game left him off the All-ACC defensive team this season. The way he locked down Hanlon was superb shadow defense that kept his eye on his man and the ball, reminiscent of UNC's famed Secretary of Defense Dudley Bradley, who never averaged double figures in college but still was a first-round draft choice and played 14 seasons in the NBA. When J.P. was guarding him, Hanlon scored only 2 points in the first half, which allowed the Tar Heels to open up a 43-30 lead. Hanlon's other 4 points in the half came when he was guarded by Joel Berry, who, along with Marcus Page, covered the All-ACC guard commendably when Tokido was on the bench. One sequence in the first half exemplified how great Tokido can be and also showed how frustrating it is when J.P. does not play with his full motor running. With Hanlon trying to weave toward the basket, guess whose defense made him give up the ball, and teammate Dimitri Batten fired up a long three-pointer that missed. Tokido was there to snag one of his 9 rebounds and begin a fast break when he saw Justin Jackson ahead of the defense. With Aaron Rodgers-type accuracy, Tokido hit J.J. with a long pass for one of his 4 assists, and Jackson laid it in while being fouled. His three-point play gave Carolina a 39-28 lead, and the Heels were never in serious danger for the rest of the way. There is so much to appreciate in a well-played game of basketball, certainly the shooting, passing, dunking, and shot blocking. But defense played the way J.P. Tokido played it Wednesday is an absolute thing of beauty. Hanlon scored 12 points in the second half to finish with 18, but he missed 14 of his total 19 shots, which proved to be the most important factor in the game and allowed the Tar Heels to move on to the Tays' third round against Louisville. Way to go, J.P., the Undersecretary of Defense. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
The Undersecretary of Defense. I love it. Been around for a while. You can certainly appreciate that, having seen Dudley Bradley play. It's 826 at WCHL.
Hi, Terry Sturdivant here. Have you heard the news? Sturdivant's Tire Pros is having our annual spring tire sale. That's right. Come to Sturdivant's Tire Pros for the deepest selection and best prices on tires this season. And during March and April, a portion of every tire sold will go to support our local Chapel Hill, East Chapel Hill, Cedar Ridge, Carborough, and Northwood baseball programs. Come help us in our 12th annual high school baseball fundraiser. We're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. So call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942TIRE.com.
At the UPS store, our freight services really deliver. No matter how large or how fragile something is, we can find a perfect shipping solution. Whether you're shipping antiques, furniture, a Picasso, or your kid's pottery bowl from art class, our freight services will treat your property like it's our own. Any size, any shape, any weight. That's why we say, big or small, we ship it all. To learn more about how we can help you with your shipping needs, stop by the UPS stores in Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and on Fordham Boulevard. The UPS store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
Hello, this is Tony Hall, real estate broker at Tony Hall & Associates. With the busy spring market just around the corner, it's time to think about getting your house ready for sale and selecting a realtor to sell it. Let my 29 years of home selling experience benefit you. Call today at 919-933-8500 or see us online at TonyHallAssociates.com. At Tony Hall & Associates, we don't just list houses, we sell them.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya,
She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with the life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing, and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Sturdivant's Tire Pros and by Glass Half Full. And here's the way it looks. It's 55 degrees right now, mostly sunshine today. It's going to be a little cooler today, our high today in the low 60s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down around 40. And tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, probably in the afternoon tomorrow we'll get some rain. Cooler temperatures too, about 10 degrees cooler than today's high. And our high tomorrow only in the low 50s. So, pretty good weather forecast. Not so bad. Keep an umbrella handy for tomorrow, but today you probably won't need one. Sturdivant's Tire Pros, proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years now. Sturdivant's Tire Pros is currently holding its spring sale. They're on Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill, just a few minutes out of town. Call 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com. Glass Half Full is a friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop right in the heart of downtown Carborough. Go online at glasshalffullcarborough.com. Good food, good wine, and lots of fun, too, at Glass Half Full. Once again, let me tell you what's going on at the ACC tournament in Greensboro today. Carolina got a pretty good win yesterday, 81-63 over Boston College. And here's how it looks for the rest of the action today in Greensboro. It will be Florida State versus Virginia in the first game starting at noon. Then Carolina will play at about 2:30 against Louisville. And in the nighttime session, North Carolina State will face Duke in the first game. Then the second game, the nightcap, Miami against Notre Dame. All of it right here on WCHL.
97.9 FM, WCHL is Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn. Cop shooting last night outside the Ferguson, Missouri Police Department. KMOV TV reporter Laura Hediger.
The county police chief saying that the evening was fairly uneventful right until midnight. That is when he says someone from the crowd of protesters fired three gunshots.
Several dozen protesters were demonstrating after the resignation of the police chief in Ferguson. Both men are from law enforcement in suburban St. Louis. KMOX reporter Brian Kelly at the hospital, where the two officers are now being treated.
The latest word is that the officers are in serious condition. 41-year-old, a St. Louis County officer, was hit in the shoulder. A 32-year-old Webster Groves officer was hit in the face.
KMOX reporter Maria Kina says a manhunt is now underway.
They have concentrated all of their efforts on this street. At one point, some 30 officers went up the street looking for a suspect or suspects.
Neither victim has been identified by name. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
WCHL News, Talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
832, 53 degrees in Chapel Hill, a relatively cool day. Look for a high today in the low 60s and a lot of sunshine later on in the day. A memoir recounting the life and battles of the late Stuart Scott was released on Tuesday of this week. WCHL's Blake Hodge has more on the story.
Every Day I Fight recounts stories from legendary sports broadcaster and Tar Heel Stuart Scott. Scott died on January 4th of this year. He co-wrote his memoir with journalist Larry Platt, who says they finished the manuscript in the month before Scott died following a seven-year battle with cancer.
It was early December that we completed work on the manuscript. So we worked on it for most of the last year. A lot of in-person interviews, a lot of time spent together, and a lot of late-night phone calls when he was in the hospital.
Platt refers to the method he used to help tell Scott's story as mind melding. He says that this is the result of sharing each other's space and thoughts over a period of time. And he says that Scott was on a mission to finish the book before he ran out of time.
There was a sense of urgency in terms of getting the book done, but there was also a sense of urgency in how he lived his life. He says in the first chapter, "There's a good chance I'm going to die soon. I'm on a time clock, and I don't know what that clock says."
Platt says there was a singular motivation for that drive.
He wanted this to be a raw account of not just his battle against cancer, but of a life of worthy fights and the triumph over adversity on many levels. And he wanted to do this for a couple reasons, most importantly for his daughters, Taylor and Sydney.
Scott said multiple times that the thought that kept him fighting cancer every day was the thought of being able to walk his daughters down the aisle. While that, unfortunately, won't happen, in the book Scott recounts how having cancer caused him to cherish every moment he had with his daughters. And in the speech at the 2014 ESPYs, when he was honored with the Jimmy V Award, Scott continued to provide motivation for others.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
Platt says the cancer drove Scott.
It made him better at living. This thing that he hated, cancer, actually, as he says, made me the man I always wanted to be because he was, by necessity, present in every moment.
Well, he says that he admired Scott's personality on SportsCenter, as many in our community and around the country did. But what stood out to Platt during the process of writing this book was the craftsman behind that personality.
He was a performer, and that was a lifelong thing. He was a high school wide receiver football star, but also was in the school plays and played the lead in West Side Story and was a thespian because he always had this creative gene.
Platt adds that this book is much more than a sports memoir, and it has a personal touch.
On a personal level, it's very stunning because you can't be this close to someone going through this and not internalize and not ask yourself, would I have the character, the grace, the presence of mind to react in an adverse situation with this kind of large-hearted thinking?
Now, Platt says that while he would prefer you purchase a copy of the book in an independent bookstore, it is available in major outlets across the country, and a portion of the proceeds will benefit the Jimmy V Foundation for Cancer Research. Blake Hodge, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Six local teenagers were charged with felony counts of larceny by employee, according to Chapel Hill Police. Lieutenant Josh Misamore says they were all employed at one grocery store.
It looks like they were all part of one investigation that revealed six employees that had been stealing from the Harris Teeter at University Mall.
Misamore adds that the amount stolen varied among the teenagers.
Depending on the employee, it looks like it was everything from $90 up to $2,100, depending on which cashier it was.
He says they all turned themselves in to police with some motivation from home.
I believe their parents all brought them to the police department to be served.
The six suspects consisted of a 16-year-old female, two 17-year-old females, one 18-year-old male, and one 18-year-old female, along with a 19-year-old male. A reminder that two of the Alert Carolina siren towers will sound a wailing siren today between 10 and 4 as part of a regular maintenance. The Alert Carolina message says that one tower that will be tested is near Hinton James Residence Hall. The other is located off Mason Farm Road. Periodic testing is done to ensure that the system will operate effectively in the event of a real campus emergency. So if you hear sirens around town today, don't be alarmed. It's probably that test that's going on, but always we have to be aware of those things. It's 8:37 at WCHL, and coming up next, we're going to talk with Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue about something special going on right here in our community.
And now it's time for the professionals. Local service, daily insights.
Well, I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl. Well, when you're smoking, especially these days, you have to take such a large chunk out of your daily life. Most of the times, people smoke out of doors, so they have to leave what they're doing. When you do that, you're thinking about, when can I take my next smoking break? And you're kind of excited about, when will I be able to get out of here? What do I have to finish up in order to get out? Or, you know, where can I stop my work so I have enough time to take a smoking break? So you're thinking about it a lot. Then you have to worry about, like, oh, no, you know, you're going to see your parents. You're still going to think, oh, my parents are going to disapprove of this. You know, I'll put the windows down or whatnot. No, I'm sorry. You still smell like cigarettes. You know, there's all that worry and there's guilt associated with it. And, you know, if you have children, do you smoke in front of them? You know, do you not? Do you pretend you don't do it? Not to mention at all the things having to do with your health. When I was a smoker, every single winter, I would get bronchitis. And I would basically have bronchitis all the way through the end of February. Many smokers experience this, you know, some even with a touch of pneumonia. Since I stopped smoking and began vaping, I haven't had bronchitis once. I haven't had any pneumonia. I think I've gotten a cold once. The phone number that we can be reached at the factory location, so 919-338-8182. I'm Victoria Sylvester, and I'm the Vapor Girl.
This has been The Professionals on WCHL, local service, daily insights.
There are many reasons people sell gold and silver to Jewel Recycle in University Mall. Inheritance of unwanted jewelry and flatware, gifts from the ex, downsizing, or just for a little extra cash. But did you know the manufacturer of an average gold ring creates more than 20 tons of mining waste? Selling unused jewelry is the green thing to do. Jewel Recycle in University Mall is the Triangle's top gold buyer. Visit them for a no-obligation, generous offer. Also on the web at jewelrecycle.com.
Hello, this is David, the Town Hall Burger and Beer in Durham across from Southbourne Mall. You always know when you come to Town Hall Burger and Beer, you get an 8-ounce burger, cook your way, you choose your bun, you choose a great patty, whether that is a chicken, whether that is quinoa, whether that is black bean, whether it's a salmon or our special blend burger. So now you can come in and have your favorite burger, chicken, quinoa, bacon, hand-cut fries. So come join us at Town Hall Burger and Beer. That's it.
At the UPS store, we love printing. Flyers, manuals, banners, basically anything you might need printed. And if you're a busy professional or a student, send us your presentation and we will print and bind it and have it ready for pickup right away. Simply submit your print job by email or by visiting our online print website at upsstoreprint.com. And you can always bring your materials to one of our local stores in Chapel Hill North, on Fordham Boulevard, and in Meadowmont. The UPS Store, where we have fun taking exceptional care of our customers.
It is time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. And this traffic report is brought to you this morning by Grimble Jewelers. Here's Nikki.
Thanks, Ron. 40 eastbound delays are continuing. Expect to hit the brakes just before Highway 54 through Highway 55. And northbound Durham Freeway remaining heavily traveled in segments from Alexander Drive to Austin Avenue. If you see anything while traveling, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 967-8363 or you can tweet us at WCHL Chapelboro.
All right, Nikki. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
And I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll make a promise. I'll listen for your WCHL local newscast at half past.
Okay.
All day.
Wow. Thanks.
So the pressure's on.
Okay.
Make it good.
You got it.
Breaking news, of course, whenever it happens on WCHL. Grimble Jewelers is where you can find your engagement ring. You've been thinking about popping the question? Go see Berkeley Grimble today. And Grimble's is always there for you. Chapel Hill's premier full-service jeweler in the Village Plaza on Elliott Road. And is right next to Whole Foods, so you can't miss it. Time now for WCHL's Chapel Hill Cover, a weather forecast. Brought to you this morning by Town Hall Grill. And it actually looks pretty good today. It's 52 degrees. Temperature's gone down a few degrees this morning. It normally does, a couple of degrees. We'll start to turn around and go back the other way in just a little while here. Mostly sunny. It's going to be somewhat cooler today. High today on the low 60s, but all in all, not a bad day. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low down around 40. And then tomorrow, cloudy, rain likely, especially in the afternoon tomorrow. Our temperatures tomorrow lingering in the low 50s. Town Hall Grill is home of the best half-pound burger in the Triangle. Town Hall Grill is located in Southern Village, and it's a perfect place for a great meal. Don't forget, kids under 7 eat for free Monday through Friday from 5 until 7 p.m. at Town Hall Grill. 842, coming up, today's commentary on the way from Lou Margolis. First of all, we have the Chapel Hill Chief of Police, Chris Blue, with us today. And how you doing today, Chief?
Doing great, Ron. Good to see you. Thanks for having me here.
Thank you so much for being with us. I know that you are here to talk about something that you were always excited about, and that is the Police Academy. So tell us about that.
Yeah, a few years ago we started running what we call our Community Police Academy for people who live, work, or play in Chapel Hill to come in and spend what amounts to about a total of 8 or 9 hours with us learning about our work. And we are accepting applications for our spring session, and I'll tell you those dates in a second. Applications are accepted through next week, so we were hoping to get people who might be interested in learning a little bit more about why we do what we do and how we do it, and seeing some of our quality employees, give them a chance to come spend some time with us.
I think one overriding quality of this whole thing, and I've heard people who have participated in the program say this, I've heard you say it, people are not going to be bored.
No, we started doing this a few years ago, and it was much more of a classroom session. It was one night a week for 10 weeks, and you sat in there for about 2 or 3 hours, and it was a lecture-style format, and we found that people just got worn out by that. So with the help of our Community Policing Advisory Committee, we retooled our model about 2 years ago and boiled it down to a pretty intense weeknight and Saturday afternoon experience. And we have the attendees engaged in exercises, not physical exercises, but scenarios and lots of hands-on kind of experience and interactive kinds of opportunities. And we have them moving around, and they won't be bored, and they'll certainly be engaged.
You learn more about the way you guys investigate things, I'm sure. And I understand there's also some demonstrations for the police canine program.
Yeah, you'll get to see the dogs at work and see all the different ways we use them. You know, you might find it interesting if you see the dog demonstration. We use them mostly to find missing people and missing articles. Someone tosses a pair of keys in a field that might have had a relationship to a crime. Those dogs can find those, and that's really how we use them. And that's not necessarily what you would expect if you didn't come and get that information from us.
That's amazing what those dogs can do.
Yeah.
But I know the officers also build a really strong relationship with those dogs. Yeah, you hear about it all the time.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, who can do this?
Well, anybody 16 and up, and we hope to fill the class up, at which point we will probably give preference to Chapel Hill.
Right.
But historically, we've let anybody who really has an interest in the Chapel Hill Police Department and the Chapel Hill community to participate. So a full room is a good problem to have as far as we're concerned.
When does this take place?
So the dates are Wednesday, April 8th, and Thursday, April 9th, and then Saturday afternoon, the 11th. And if you apply, we'll put you in one of those two weeknights, and then everybody will come together on the Saturday afternoon session for some larger demonstration kind of events.
This is a really cool thing that you do, and I know that you have always been all about community policing. And there's a big emphasis on this right here in our town. And with some of the things, some of the really sad and scary things that are going on in our country right now, Ferguson, Missouri, and other parts of the country, it is so important to do this kind of thing, to build relationships with people in the community, to have them understand what you go through in doing your job. And it just seems to me that the more you open up the communication like that, the better off everybody will be.
And there's no question about that. And you can't do relationship building in a crisis. You have to have built those relationships before a crisis, and it's something that we take very seriously. We invest a lot of energy in building community relationships. This is just one example, but this is a really community-focused example where the people who attend this will get a really interesting insight into our people and the quality of our people. The best part is you won't have to listen to me a whole lot during this academy. I sit in the back and watch our outstanding employees interact with the attendees, and I just can see people in the room connecting with them, understanding their work, calling them by their first name, and I think those are relationships that will only make our community safer and stronger.
It sort of goes back to the old days of people used to talk about, you know, an officer who would have a certain beat and would be on the street corner and knew everybody in the neighborhood and kept the community safe, and everybody knew that officer and knew that he was a good guy. So that's sort of the way it is here.
Yeah, it really is, and that's the goal. You know, it's tough when in the modern age when people are so busy and so distracted so much of the time that those relationships are harder than ever to form. So I think these kinds of events where we can get people together and let them spend a little time, ask any question they want of us. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's no holds barred, and we get some tough ones sometimes.
Sure.
But then we also have an opportunity to provide some perspective on why we do some of the things we do, why we might stop you on a traffic stop, or why we might interact in a certain way. And I think that's really, really useful. We've got this neat piece of equipment. It's a really expensive interactive simulator, and it allows the participants to stand up and interact with a huge video screen. It takes up a whole wall, and depending on how, and they play the role of the officer who's responding to a traffic accident or a domestic violence incident in progress. And depending on how they interact with the video, the simulator will either cooperate with them or resist or throw them some kind of curveball. And you can just see the light bulb go off on people's above people's heads when they go through one of these exercises and they realize, wow, that was really scary.
Yeah.
And I could see how an officer might have felt the need to take charge of that situation in a very direct, abrupt manner.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them end up wishing they had done that too.
Yeah.
And that's in that setting. So it's really invaluable experience, and we hope people will sign up. And they need only go to our website, chpd.us. The Community Police Academy banner is right there. Click on it, and registering is very easy.
I think it'll be really fascinating. So I hope a lot of people get in touch with you and find out about it. And again, it happens on Wednesday, April 8th, and Saturday, April 11th.
Yeah.
And the Chapel Hill Police Academy, I should say, Spring Community Police Academy.
Yeah, exactly. You won't be a certified officer after this. You're not allowed to write speeding tickets or stop cars. But you will understand a little bit more about what you see when you see us doing that.
Sure. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in, Chief.
Thank you, Ron.
It's always good to see you.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Chapel Hill Police Chief Chris Blue on WCHL. Good morning. It is 8:49, and coming up, you're going to hear from today's WCHL Hometown Hero. But first, our opinion piece for today.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. For anybody who wants to participate in the ongoing controversy about the UNC academic and athletic scandal, run to see Playmaker's stunning performance of Ibsen's An Enemy of the People. If you can't see it, at least read it and discuss it with friends. To summarize briefly, the town doctor discovers that the recently constructed springs, the basis of an institute intended to bring health and prosperity, are contaminated, promising sickness instead of cure. Instead of welcoming this undeniable truth in a community meeting, the town leaders and the mob denounce the doctor and threaten his family as the curtain falls. The play offers many lessons about leadership in the face of controversy. One especially troubling theme that shines a light on UNC's big-time sports quagmire is how easily disputes can be reduced to ad hominem arguments. Attacking the character and motives of the advocate is a spurious but sadly too often used strategy. Such seems to be the case with the recent publication of Cheated by Jay Smith and Mary Willingham. Instead of reading and analyzing their arguments, too many have already denounced them as self-serving with financial motives or as mean-spirited people who hate UNC. One might recall the supercilious mayor in the play who, instead of being curious about how the town doctor arrived at his conclusions, denounced him as one, quote, who is never happy unless he is badgering authority, ridiculing authority, destroying authority. He wants to attack the spring so he can prove that the administration blundered in the construction, unquote. At UNC, whose mission is to advance research, scholarship, and creativity, books and other publications are the currency of our work. When two respected members of the UNC community, who have been so immersed in research and analysis of the UNC scandal, take the time and effort to share their thinking, the least we can do is to study their work, be curious about their evidence and their analysis. Remember that we each see things that others may not see, so these differences are opportunities to learn. Criticize and attack their arguments if you will. Bring to light a different truth if you see it. But ad hominem denunciations of their character is neither appropriate in the culture of the university nor helpful in bringing light to or closure to UNC's sordid tale. Perhaps WCHL would like to organize a panel to discuss their work. As the raucous town meeting in the play comes to an end, the doctor reflects on the ridicule he has faced for his efforts to educate the community about the dangers it is about to foist on unsuspecting tourists. He professes, quote, "It's always the same. Rights are sacred until it hurts for somebody to use them," unquote. Let's celebrate the core university right of relentlessly pursuing the truth. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators. Local people, local issues. On 97.9 FM, WCHL.
And one and two.
Meet Samaya. She may seem like an ordinary four-year-old budding ballerina, but she's a champion at heart. Samaya was diagnosed with congestive heart failure at 4 months old. That's when UNC Children stepped in with the life-saving transplant she needed. As a leading children's hospital in the Southeast, we provide care for future champions of all ages, like Samaya, so she can get back to dancing and we can say we knew her when. Visit unccchildrens.org.
Glass Half Full is the friendly, optimistic restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in the heart of downtown Carrboro. You can meet your friends for a delicious lunch or dinner of skillfully prepared contemporary American cuisine, browse the wine shop for an intriguing bottle to take home, or just relax at the beautiful candlelit bar with a spicy margarita or frosty craft beer. Glass Half Full, good food, fine wine, and lots of fun, too. Visit us online at glasshalffullcarrboro.com.
At the Durham Orange County Medical Society, our goal is to make you healthier, to improve treatments when you need them, and to bring together those practicing or studying medicine in Durham and Chapel Hill. Started here in 1905, Durham Orange County Medical Society provides support for its members, betters medical knowledge, influences legislation to improve care, and gathers members to provide meaningful associations. Learn more from our website, docmedsoc.org. The Durham Orange County Medical Society, leaders in medicine for a healthier tomorrow.
Hi, Terry Sturdum here. Have you heard the news? Sturdum's Tire Pros is having our annual spring tire sale. That's right, come to Sturdum's Tire Pros for the deepest selection and best prices of tires this season. You'll always get the same friendly customer service and high quality work from the folks you know and trust, along with free roadside assistance with any purchase and service work backed by national warranties. Proudly supporting high school baseball for over 12 years, we're located off Highway 54 West in Chapel Hill. So call us at 942-TIRE or visit 942-TIRE.com.
Get your yard ready for spring. Orange County Solid Waste Management is sponsoring a yard waste mulch sale. Orange County yard waste mulch will be 40% off from February 16th through March 21st. That's only $15 per 3-cubic-yard scoop. We'll load the mulch in your truck or trailer at the landfill on 1514 Eubanks Road. Come by Monday to Friday from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to 12 noon. Be sure to bring cash or check. Without a doubt, the best deal around for high-quality mulch between now and March 21st at the landfill on Eubanks Road.
Wake up every morning with one of Chapel Hill's leading action adults, Ron Stutz in the Morning News. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Good morning, it's 8:55. I'm wondering if you remember the word of the day from Wayne Pond. What is the word? How do you spell it? And what does it mean? Call me with answers to those questions and get in here before anyone else, and you'll get a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. It's all brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else? Your number to call, once again, with the word of the day is 919-929-WCHL.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Today's WCHL hometown hero is Mike Clayton. You may know him from Clayton Commercial Realty, but you are a member of the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club. You just got back from Costa Rica, right, Mike?
Yes, we did, Ron. We went down for our second trip to Costa Rica with our East Chapel Hill Rotary Dental Mission. We took 8 dentists and 20-some support people, had the privilege of treating about 700 kids with free dental care. They all got dental education, and then they went to either extraction or fillings, Ron.
It's a really good mission that you went on, and I know that you're really proud of it because you were so excited when you were telling me about your trip.
Oh, yeah. Rotary is an international group, and we promote world peace. And we can't think of a better way to promote world peace than going to some country that needs help and giving them our support, our help, and changing their opinions about other people one child at a time.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know that this trip to Costa Rica is a symbol of all the things you do, not just in other countries, but you do a lot of things right here in our community.
We sure do, Ron. I have been fortunate to have helped pioneer East Chapel Hill Rotary Teacher Supply Store. This year will be our 11th store, Ron. We have given over, I think it's $400,000+ of teacher supplies to Chapel Hill Carrboro Public School Foundation and the public school teachers over the last 11 years coming up now. We also do bike night right before Christmas. We put together 100 bikes over at the Legion Hut. It's a great event for us Rotarians to get together, and we take them down to Binkley and give them out to less fortunate kids. So we're very involved in the community internationally and locally, and I'm just so proud to be a Rotarian.
Mike, what is it that makes you feel so good about your involvement with the East Chapel Hill Rotary Club and your work in the community?
It gives me and my wife. My wife has been a partner with me on the Rotary missions. We have been on four now. It gives me a sense of pride and accomplishment to know that we are going to places where children don't have the opportunities that we have in America that we take for granted, such as dental care and computers. On this trip, Ron, we took 110 computers and did seven computer labs in seven schools in Costa Rica for middle schools and elementary schools. Just a wonderful thing, Ron, to see the smiles on those kids' faces when they get to look at a computer and get on the internet, something you and I take for granted every day.
Mike, I think you probably got more out of it than they did. But thank you for doing
it. I had
a
good time, Ron. Thank you for the opportunity for me to discuss this wonderful mission that East Chapel Hill Rotary has sponsored and been a part of now for 15 years.
Mike Clayton, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Automall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Automall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Automall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Annie Johnson, who called in with the word of the day. It is demarcate, D-E-M-A-R-C-A-T-E, to mark the limits of, to separate, or to set apart. Demarcate. That is our word of the day from Wayne Pond. And Annie Johnson gets a $10 gift certificate to Cruisers. Thank you very much.
Why pay for your 2015 dental benefits if you're not going to use them? Now is the time to schedule to get your maximum benefits met by year's end. The Kennedy Dental Group is one of the few practices in Chapel Hill that files all insurance claims from their office at 1721 East Franklin Street. Consistently rated among the best practices in the Triangle, the Kennedy Dental Group continues to be on the cutting edge of family dentistry while emphasizing the utmost in customer care. Call for an appointment at 919-967-9291 or go to kennedydentalgroup.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
Hey, if you're watching basketball tonight and don't want to cook, try Dickey's 8 Hickory Smoked Meats, including pulled pork, ham or turkey, plus delicious sides and fried hush puppies. Dickey's Barbecue Pit right next to New Hope Commons in Durham. It is going to be a nice day. High today in the low 60s. Right now, 54. It's 9 o'clock.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM. WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough.